morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The singer Johnny Hallyday has died at the age of 74. Hallyday, who was described by his friend and fellow singer Carlos as the Victor Hugo of rock and roll, lost his battle to lung cancer at home in Marne-la-Coquette. His death was announced a little before 3 a.m. by his wife Leticia. She said that he left this world just as he has lived throughout his life, with courage and dignity. Hallyday had started his musical career in the 1960s. He quickly became the symbol of the end of the prosperous De Gaulle post-war years. No French musician up until that point had represented American-style rock and roll. Hits included T'aimer follement, Que je t'aime and Allumer le feu. His career would cover more than just rock and roll, though, and Hallyday could count ballads, blues and country and western among his musical styles. He burst onto the scene in 1963 with a concert at Paris's Place de la Nation in front of 150,000 young fans when police had been expecting a mere 5,000. General de Gaulle remarked that Hallyday was brimming over with energy and that he should be sent somewhere to smash up rocks. Hallyday's relentless energy was his trademark, and he would go on to do over 50 tours in front of 28 million people. His stage shows were spectacular, with flames and smoke making frequent appearances. Today, 20 minutes outside of Paris in Marne-la-Coquette, where Hallyday had been living since 1999, hundreds of fans are expected to pour in to pay their tributes. Johnny Hallyday is known by French people of all ages. Emmanuel Macron led the tributes to Hallyday this morning, saying that there is something of Johnny in all of us and that Hallyday had brought a part of America into our national pantheon. Macron added that today the entire country would be in mourning. Other tributes from the music world include from Céline Dion, Michel Polnareff and Lenny Kravitz. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.